Good morning, Barcelona. Today on Planet Radio, I am next to Mark and Eloise, two brave survivors who made it through London's worst times, the Blitz. Now, I'm sure most of you out there know this event. It had a huge impact on London and its people, but they're going to explain it to us a bit more in depth.
Thank you, Theo. Eloise and I are glad to be here and talk about this dramatic time of our history.
We were born in Liverpool in 1930. We moved to London in 1938.
It was a clear day. They came just after dark, and somehow you could sense from the quick, bitter firing of the guns that there was to be a big raid on London this night. You've all seen big fires, but I doubt you've ever seen the whole horizon of a city lined with great fires. Scores of them, perhaps hundreds.
Were you evacuated as soon as the Blitz started?
When the Blitz started, a lot of children were evacuated from the city to the north in Northwich. We were not as lucky. We had to stay in London. The Blitz started when we were still in the city.
How was it living in a city that you knew could be bombed at any time?
At the time when bombshells came down, you would hear this very distinct noise, almost like a whistle. But it never scared me that much as I was a child. I just thought, oh look, there's a bomb. I would go out with my brother to the balcony and watch them fall, not thinking much of it since I had gotten used to it. However, it is only far after the war I had grown up that I started to truly be frightened from hearing that noise.
I did not go outside the house. I was too distracted with my dolls. But our mother used to take us by the hand and put us in the shelter.
What was the scariest moments of the Blitz?
I would say the scariest moment for me was being in the shelter without knowing what was out there and hoping that bombs would not fall on us.
How about you, Mark?
To me? The scariest part was definitely that we would hear about our neighbors or friends we knew who got killed by the bombs. So when the air raid occurred, we would just hope that it wouldn't land on us this time.
How was the food during the war?
We didn't have many ingredients like eggs, milk, and a very small amount of sugar per week. We were often quite hungry and weren't allowed to get that much food, only the necessary amount, and the food wasn't very good at all.
Yes, honestly, the food was very bad.
Did you think the Blitz would ever end?
At one point, we thought it would never stop. It went on and on and on. The day was always quiet. We never wanted the night to come because we knew the German planes would come back and start the bombing.
We didn't know, but we had to think it was going to stop at some point. It was the only way to keep hope, thinking it would all be over one day.
What was the relationship with your family?
It was decent. However, we lost a brother little after the Blitz started. He died of an unknown sickness. Ever since that happened, it was different in our family. We were sad and felt alone.
Do you feel that the Blitz changed the person you are today?
The Blitz impacted me a lot. It was a hard moment for all of us. Of course, the Blitz changed me as a person. It was hard to recover from the pain of the war. It was not easy. We had lost our home. Our father, he died at war. Our brother, and we had lost our hope. I thought it was already too late for me. I thought that my life was never going to be the same again. But that day, when the radio said, "The war is over," hope came back.
Indeed, the Blitz was a dreadful part of our lives. What I mean is that it was very traumatic, that so much so that everyone in London were touched. It is something you can never really recover from, but the Blitz is over now. All we can do now is hope it doesn't repeat itself again.
Indeed, it sounds horrible. Mark, Eloise, thank you so much for sharing this information with us. We now know more about the Blitz and the Second World War. Good day to all you fellow friends that listen to us every morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Goodbye.